Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all the saints of God, all of those who are listening in tonight. We welcome you to this broadcast, the call according to his purpose. Praise the Lord, I'm Pastor Deborah Gray, and my husband, Pastor Toby Gray, is always right near. And we are so grateful to God for this opportunity to share the word of God on this wonderful medium known as Blog Talk Radio. We are just so delighted not only to be able to share the word with you tonight, but I want to take this opportunity to mention a wonderful new ministry that is partnering with us. We are all co-laborers in Christ, but as the Lord allows us to meet and to connect with one another, then truly we can call ourselves partners for the kingdom of God here on earth, especially when we have a common attitude about the gospel, a common feeling in our hearts where it comes to the things of God. And this new ministry is called Addicted to Hope. Addicted to Hope. And we want to welcome you to listening to their broadcast. It will be here on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Again, it will be here on Blog Talk Radio, the same call-in number that you may have used to listening to this broadcast or any other broadcast from the Call According to His Purpose. You can use that same telephone number to call in and listen to Addicted to Hope, Pastors Joe and Antonia Bonaparte, who come to you from Connecticut, are the hosts of that show, and we know they are a man and a woman of God that is not only on fire for God, but they are a man and woman of God who are totally sold out to the will of God. And not very many people can really say that today, either that they are living that way and or that they happen to know someone who is living that way. But we are privileged to know them. And they love the Lord. They love God's people. And they are in Connecticut. More will be forwarded to you about this wonderful new ministry in the days and weeks to come. Pray for them as I expect that you pray for us and for the will of God to be done in all that he desires to do in us and through us. We are living in perilous times, and it is so important that we do the will of God, and it is so important that we as a body of Christ pray for one another, for strength, for encouragement, as we continue to live day in and day out, being examples of believers in both our word and our deeds. You know, the world is looking to see Christ. They are hungry for Christ. Most of them don't realize it for Christ that they are hungry for. They just recognize that there's something missing. They realize that there's something that's not right, but what it is and how to get it and how to make it right, they don't know anything about that. But when you know the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you understand that Christ is our all in all, and we need no one and nothing else but him, when you understand those things, it is our responsibility. It is the responsibility that God holds to our charge, that we lead others to the cross and show them that the price was paid and that there is nothing in earth, as the old song goes, that heaven cannot heal. No sorrow, hallelujah, on this earth that heaven cannot heal. So, again, we just wanted to make mention of that to you, and we pray that you will join with us on Wednesday night as we listen in to Addicted to Hope with Pastor Joe Bonaparte and his beautiful. I tell you, there's nothing more beautiful than a woman of God. Nothing more beautiful. And when God has given the woman natural beauty, in addition to the holiness that belongs to her for being his child, then she is one of the most gorgeous creatures that walks the face of the earth with the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And that is truly Pastor Antonia Bonaparte. So we are delighted to have them partner with us and to be a part. We love them, and surely we are doing all that we can to pray for them and cover their ministry, and we're just delighted to do so. So I just want to pray today for all of those of you who are listening in. As I said earlier, we are living in perilous times, and the enemy, hallelujah, tries truly to steal, kill, and to destroy many times. And I, in my spirit, I witness that he is in this area, hallelujah, of the country, in this region where I am. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to bring internal illness, trying to bring internal sickness to the people of God, to confuse us, to distract us, to get us off point. But the enemy is powerless toward us. He is completely, unequivocally powerless. There is nothing he can do to a child of the living God. Nothing. And I want to repeat that again, because sometimes we give him more credit than what he's really supposed to have. He is powerless at doing anything to a child of God. So with that said, let us pray tonight for all of you who are listening, for your families, those of you who will listen at a later time after this broadcast has already been recorded. We'll believe in God for great things. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you. And we just praise you. We love you, God. We adore you. We worship you. We magnify you. We're nothing without you, God. Hallelujah. It is for you that we live, God. Hallelujah. And surely if that day should ever come, it will truly be for you that we would be willing to die. God, we thank you tonight for this opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters across the radio waves tonight, Lord God, through internet radio here on blogtalkradio.com. God, we ask that you would bless each and every listener. We ask, God, that you would touch their homes, Lord God. Touch their loved ones, Lord God. Be with them in great ways. Lord God, your people need a touch from you. Whether we've been walking with you for years or whether we are brand new to the walk of faith or whether we're not even walking in that way right now, we all need a touch from you. You are our creator. You are the sustainer of life itself. And God, without you, we're nothing. So, Master, we're asking tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. By your power, by the power that is you, God, Master, that you would touch the bodies, the health and wellness of your people, hallelujah, from the crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet. Anyone who is listening in tonight, Lord God, who is feeling ill in their body, anyone, hallelujah, tonight, who knows that there's something that's not right on the inside. Maybe the doctors have given them a bad report. Whatever it is, Lord God, we know that by your power, your might, you can reverse it. You are the God that died to give us divine health. Hallelujah. And when there's something that's not right on the inside of our bodies, it is still you that gives us healing. Hallelujah. For your word says already that by your stripes, we are already healed, Lord God. So you want our healing for us. But, Master, tonight, your people need to reach out and take the healing that belongs to them. They need to reach out tonight and possess that which you died to give them, Lord God. Unless we reach out our hands and are willing to receive that which you offer to us, God, we'll never receive it. We'll never have it. We will be lost without it. Hallelujah. And wonder why we didn't get it when all the while, all we needed to do was reach out and touch. So, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking that you would give your children the faith up to reach out and touch and claim and take the healing that you so wonderfully, graciously laid down your life to give us more than 2,000 years ago. God, I'm praying also for the finances of your people. wherever they may be. God, this is the day of a, this is the season of a new day. This is the season of newness, Lord God. And we're asking right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would reverse the curse of poverty. God, that you would call it null and void. That you would diminish it till it's nothing, until it's gone. In the name of Jesus, and that you would bring miraculous wealth to your children, wherever they may be, God, whatever state in this great union that we live in called the United States, whatever state they may live in, whatever city, whatever be their circumstance, God, bring wealth their way. God, show them, Lord God. Help them to find new ways to obtain money in the name of Jesus. God, help them. Show them, Lord Jesus, what they need to do, Lord God, to save money. Show them how they can spend less and have more money for their use for other things, Lord God. And that's to just get the honor, the glory, and the praise even in that. And Lord God, for those loved ones, Lord God, hallelujah, those loved ones out there that have not received you, have not accepted you in the pardoning of their sins, people are praying for them, Lord God. People are desirous to see them give their lives to you, God, and hold their hands up and surrender of this life here. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would draw them by your Holy Ghost power. Only you can do it, God. And when you do it, it's truly done. Master, do it in the name of Jesus for each and every person that's listening by radio tonight, Lord God, and for the ones that are connected to the ones that are connected to the ones listening to the radio. Reach out your hands, Lord God, and call families, hallelujah, back to you. Oh, God, where there's that faithful one that's been praying for the family, honor that prayer, Lord God, hallelujah, and bring that family back in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for it, hallelujah. We praise you for it, God, hallelujah. I want to lift up tonight Donnie, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching his body. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making everything well. The prayer went forth, hallelujah. So my praise, hallelujah, my thanksgiving is to you because you've already done it, Lord God, and we thank you for it, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, I thank you for my husband coming home today, Lord God, hallelujah, from the hospital, well and very well, Lord God, hallelujah, for your healing hands, hallelujah, that not only blesses and keeps, Lord God, but ensures, hallelujah, that things will be all right in the days, the weeks, and the months to come, and the years to come. God, I thank you for my dear friend, Pastor Anya Bahadi, Lord God. Hallelujah. That I know you have healed her. That I know you've restored her. That I know you have brought her back. Hallelujah. God, that I know her body is already healed, and the ups and downs that she faces from day to day, Lord God, are just the momentary challenges that she may go through. But I know she's healed by your stripes. Hallelujah. And I thank you for that, God. I thank you for the one that she mentioned to me that she was praying for, Lord God. Hallelujah. That was struggling with cancer. I rebuke cancer in the name of Jesus. I come against that devil in the name of Jesus. And God, I just ask today, Lord God, that you would just bless and keep and deliver. God, bless the men and the women, Lord God, on in the ICC unit. Hallelujah. And Norvon Health, Lord God, praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Winston-Salem, Lord God, Hospital here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Lord God, bless the men and the women that serve one, serve as nurses and hallelujah, medical secretaries, Lord God, and nurse assistants, Lord God, hallelujah, bless them all, bless the doctors, Lord God, hallelujah, that are on staff. Have your way, Lord Jesus, and God, even as you do, we'll be so careful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Just bless, Lord God, and bless again. Lord, let this word be a word that you put in my mouth, Lord God, and surely not that I put in my own. Have your way with it all. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say amen, amen, and amen, amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God tonight. Hallelujah. We just praise him. The title of the broadcast, hallelujah, and I did say this was going to be my last, so I'm going to try to move things up as quickly as I can, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I just thank you tonight, Master. I'm going to move as quickly as I can. The title of the message is The Real Power of the Tongue, and this is the third installment in this series, Lord. Hallelujah. My heart is in the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Can't seem to address you, listeners. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen, amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Sometimes when the Lord speaks, you have to listen. And surely he wanted me to utter more to him when that prayer was over, because it was something that he wanted to utter through me by the power of the Holy Ghost. And so I thank him that he used my tongue to do just that. You know, that's the power. Hallelujah. That is the real power. Hallelujah. Of the tongue. Praise our God. There was so much that I touched on. Well, things that I touched on that I did want to reiterate tonight. But I see that the Lord, just by what he's done, has given me the example and given me the word to take it in a different direction. And if the Lord says there needs to be more, then praise God, I don't have a problem going back on my word with the simple fact that I know that my word is not bond, as they say. It's the word of the Lord that is. So it's what he has to say. Glory to God. The real power of the tongue is in speaking in tongues. It is in many other things, and I've mentioned some of those, and if God allows, I'll go back to that. But there is a power in speaking in tongues that the world is missing, that many Christians, unfortunately, children of God, are missing. I preached a message one time, a long time ago, and the title of the message was The Breath Is Necessary. And for a long time, that word has stayed with me, because the word had to do with, I came out of the scripture dealing with Ezekiel calling forth for the dry bones to live, and how the breath was necessary to breathe on those bones, in order for them to become living men again and to be the army of God that they were. Speaking in tongues is resemblance of that whole story, in a sense. And I use that story, but I use an analogy when I talk of speaking in tongues. And the analogy that I use is the analogy of a newborn baby. And surely it was the Lord that gave me the analogy even years ago. But this is how I liken speaking in tongues. When a baby is born from his mother's womb, one of the first things a mother needs to hear, I mean needs to, she longs for it, she craves it with the pit of her gut, is to hear that baby holler, hear that baby cry. Because the cry for a newborn baby symbolizes that baby has breath. That's basically what it means. You cannot cry unless you have breath. You won't be able to get out anything out of your mouth unless you have the breath to be able to breathe, and then to use that breath to hit your larynx, your voice box, and then to be able to speak. So when the mother hears her baby cry, she knows the baby is alive. She knows the baby is breathing. When a Christian who is born, hallelujah, comes to life, the Father, who is our Father and our Mother, he is everything to us. He desires to hear us cry. That cry, it's that breath, and that breath and that cry comes out in the tongue. It is God's way of knowing his child is alive. Very simple. The Holy Spirit is what gives us life. Hallelujah. And we know that because it was the Holy Spirit that caused Jesus to rise again from the dead. It was the Holy Spirit that quickened his natural body, his dead natural body, and quickened it to life again. It was the Holy Spirit that caused every system in his body, the digestive system, the nervous system, the skeletal system, the muscular system, the circulatory system, and you name it, all of those systems. It was the Holy Spirit that caused those systems to come back alive and to function in the body of Jesus for yet another 30 days while he was on earth, until he rose and ascended into heaven, another 40 days on earth, rather, until he rose and ascended into heaven. And then on the 50th day, the 10th day after his resurrection, his ascension, that we receive the Holy Ghost for ourselves. But that Holy Ghost, when it came to the apostles in the upper room and all, and the rest of the disciples, came in the form of the tongue. It was the tongue that told God, hallelujah, God the Father, that his children were alive, that his children were well. We spoke in the language of God, and we breathed the breath of God, and it was that breath that caused us to speak in the unknown tongue, unknown to human civilization, but not unknown in the eyes of God and in the kingdom of God. So we realize that. And we understand that. And so the tongue, the ability to speak in tongues, is that power, hallelujah, that God uses through us to be able, hallelujah, to speak to him and for the benefit of those who may need prayer and don't even know how to utter that prayer for themselves at the time. So God uses the tongue, and it's a blessing. And we thank him for that. It is the tongue that so many Christians have left aside, thinking that it is an unimportant gift. But it is a very important gift. I've heard a minister who comes out of Singapore named Joseph Prince tell a story that spoke it so very well, how this woman would pray for her child in the morning in tongues, knowing that her child had to cross a railroad track, and she was concerned about his life. And one of those days that she had spoken in tongues, her child got very close to being hit by that train. But he believed that it was the prayers that she prayed unknowingly. Because when you pray in that tongue, you don't realize what it is that you're saying. God knows what you're saying. And the Holy Spirit is able to direct your mouth to speaking just that one prayer that can make a difference in somebody else's life. Sometimes we don't need to know everything. Sometimes we just need to trust God in everything. And when we do that, we show not only our obedience to God, but our trust in God by going forth and speaking in tongues. So the Lord definitely took me on a different tangent in that tonight. But that was something that was necessary to be said, necessary to be spoken. In a few minutes that I do have left, I do want to touch a little bit on some of the notes and some of the things that I'd spoken before. I don't want to be redundant, but I did mention before that when we speak, we always have basically three audiences that we're talking to. Either we're talking to others, or we're talking to our Lord, or sometimes we're even talking to Satan and his host. And because we are children of God, God gives us the power in him to be able to speak to Satan and tell him just what we need to tell him. Now, we don't have the strength in and of ourselves. Our strength comes from the life that God laid down way back more than 2,000 years ago. His blood is what gives us our power. It's him dying for us that gives us our right. And you have that right, and you need to take that right sometimes to decree and tell the enemy what you need to tell him in the name of Jesus. Now, that's one aspect of it all. But the one other thing that I needed to mention here is that sometimes we need to speak and decree not necessarily to the enemy, but to ourselves. Sometimes we need to make positive confessions that are based on the word of God over our lives so that we can walk in victory and not in defeat. The enemy capitalizes on the fact that we suddenly get mute and speechless when we need to be broadcasting and declaring what God has to say to us. We have lost many battles because we've never spoken up and said what we need to say to our God and telling him and telling others what it is God has spoken over our lives. And I'll use this as a quick example. Praise God. The other day, my husband and I were talking over health issues, and we realized that it is a moot point. It is a given that his health and strength are already insured because the word of God has already assured us of it. What we need to understand, hallelujah, is that it's not only in the knowing that, but it is in the declaring that. We know it, but we don't declare it often enough, so the enemy takes advantage of us not declaring it. And what happens is because we don't declare it, we forget ourselves what God has said, and we cheat ourselves because we don't take advantage of the power that God has given us just in changing the atmosphere wherever we declare the word of God over our lives. God says that you are already healed by a stripe. You need to be declaring that because it is actually setting an atmosphere around you that the enemy cannot penetrate. He cannot affect. Like I said, my husband and I realized that the other day, and lo and behold, praise God, he had to get a procedure done in the hospital, and we remembered what we had discussed, and so we simply said that in the atmosphere, spoke it out loud, let the enemy know who we were and where we stood in our faith, where we were solid in terms of how we were going to believe, not on the if, but on how we were definitely going to believe. And because of that, hallelujah, my husband is home today and doing well, doing very well, doing better than I would have even imagined after coming through a hospital visit and all that he went through on yesterday. Hallelujah. But our God is good and our God is faithful and our God has truly given us every measure for our health and wellness and so much. We are able to declare over our lives through the power of the tongue, opening our mouths and declaring, opening our mouths and declaring the word of God over our lives, opening our mouths and declaring the word of God to the enemy and letting him know that by the blood of Jesus, he is defeated. He is a defeated foe, that the battle is already lost, that we are winners by opening our mouths and allowing the Holy Ghost to speak through us in the tongue, hallelujah, praying and lifting up prayers and praises that cannot be understood by the natural mind, which makes it an even greater a tool against the enemy because the enemy cannot use our minds against us because we don't know what it is we're saying. Saints of God, I bless God for each and every one of you. And ask the Lord to just enrich your lives tomorrow and for the week to come. And we say amen, amen, and amen.